listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams, pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Throughout the 60s and 70s, cops hunted down key figures of the Dixie Mafia, including its enigmatic ringleader, Kirksey Nix.
I'm interested in making money. I'm not interested in hurting people.
15 years into Kirksey's life sentence, the Dixie Mafia was practically folklore, but that would soon change. I'm Jed Lipinski. This is Gone South, a documentary podcast from C13 Originals, a Cadence 13 studio. Season 2, The Dixie Mafia. Available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's what I'm talking about. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on CBS Sports Radio. And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Whether you're looking to purchase a new home or refinance yours, Rocket Mortgage can help you get there for home loan solutions that fit your life. Well, Rocket Cam will chat some football right now with the former NFL linebacker, won a Super Bowl with the Saints, also won another one with the Patriots, and played for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Giants as well. And that is Jonathan Casillas, kind enough to join us once again on the Zach Gelb Show. Jonathan, how you been, my man?
All is well, man. How you doing, Zach?
Well, I'm doing fantastic. So I'll start you off. I know you're a part of the Giants radio network now. Giants at the Commanders this weekend, Sunday Night Football. Where's kind of the confidence at with Big Blue before their biggest game of the season?
Oh, it's very high. You know, my confidence was very high for almost every game besides last week against the Philadelphia Eagles. I think we all kind of knew how that was going to end up. But this is a must-have game. This is definitely a must-win. If they ever had a must-win this season, I think this is it. You know, I think the Commanders are basically in the same exact position as the Giants in terms of that wild card race. And so this is basically what, you know, the whole season is built on for this game right here. And this is a huge opportunity for the Giants because if they win it, they have basically their playoff hopes in their hands, which is where you want to be at late December.
They were sitting in a real pretty spot with 7 wins after that Texans game, and then they lose to the Lions, they lose to the Cowboys, tie against the Commanders. We talked about the blowout against the Philadelphia Eagles. There's not at all any fear because going into the year, it was, okay, the Giants don't have that much talent, and then they impressed a lot of people, and people are thinking playoffs. Is this more that this team's coming back down to earth, or they're just in a funk right now?
I think the coming back down to earth is a good way to phrase it. You know, I think they were overachieving early in the season. You know, they won a lot of games late. This was a tough, gritty group, but this was a little bit more healthier group as well, especially in the beginning of the season. And now I think attrition has hit them hard. Injuries has hit them hard. Losing Xavier McKinney, losing Adoree Jackson. Sterling Shepard's been gone for almost the whole year. You know, and it's been a rotating carousel on the offensive line due to injuries, and they haven't really had continuity. So this is a team I feel like who was overachieving in the beginning of the season, and now I think they're trending downward right now, and they need to figure out a way to get back on the right track of winning because, Zach, they haven't won in a long time. It's been a long time since the Giants have won a football game.
What type of effort do you think you see from Saquon Barkley? Because that's another guy where he got off to that good start, and he's already a 1,000-yard running back for this season once again. But the last few weeks, you wonder how much is this the fact that he's not used to playing this late in the season with some of the injuries, unfortunately, the last few years.
Yeah, you know what? I'm definitely a little concerned. I feel like he's running a little bit different, Zach. I don't really like the way he's running now, especially when you compare it to the beginning of the season. I feel like if there were no yards there, he would just stick his head stick his foot in the ground and just put his head in the back of an old lineman or whoever and just go ahead and push the pile. And I think he's more hesitant now. And I think that has a lot to do with the offensive line not really getting the same push as they got early in the year when they had more pieces healthy. And it's been, like I said, a revolving door at offensive line. And, you know, I don't really know who's good because there's so many guys playing. And if you don't have, you know, consistency along the offensive line, it's hard to really build that camaraderie and that continuity that, you know, everybody knows that the offensive line is always the tightest-knit group. That's because they play together, they eat together, they hang out together, you know, their families hang out together. So I don't really know how much of that is getting done on the field and off the field. And I think that has a lot to do with not only Saquon running the ball, but also the protection of Daniel Jones. I feel like Daniel Jones has been on the ground a lot more in the last few weeks than he has in earlier in the season. So, look, I don't think Saquon's a different guy than he was when he got those 35 carries against the Houston Texans almost in the middle of the season. I don't think he's any different. I just think maybe his confidence in his offensive linemen might be a little questioned right now. But look, man, this is it. This is the biggest game of the year. If there's any playoff indication, if you want to see Daniel Jones playing in the playoff-like atmosphere, it's going to be this Sunday down in Washington for Sunday Night Football, because whoever wins this game basically, I wouldn't say guarantees the playoff spot, but it definitely helps them. It definitely helps them put them in the right position to go ahead and finish the season, maybe only needing one more win to go ahead and secure that wild card spot.
Yeah, I think whoever wins this game tonight is going to be, or coming up on Sunday, is going to be going to the playoffs because of the fact that that tie, even though no one likes seeing a tie, that tie does become beneficial when you get into the nitty-gritty of the tiebreakers coming up later on at the end of the year. Talking to Jonathan Casillas, if you were in the Commanders locker room and you were preparing for Daniel Jones this week, how would you view Daniel Jones as a quarterback?
Well, number one, you know, and you got to look at him and see that he's not the turnover machine as he was in previous years. You know, he's a composed quarterback. I feel like he's more accurate than he's ever been throughout his career. Of course, the turnovers are down, and I think his decision-making has increased. You know, I think he's done a better job. But my thing is on the outside, they don't really have that much talent on the outside. So I don't really see the Giants really trying to sit back and have a passing attack this game. I would think that they would try to run the ball, you know, me being on the commander side. The Giants would try to run the ball, establish a run first, and then, of course, try to hit and pick and choose, you know, when you want to pass, you know, in opportunistic passing situations, of course. But my thing is don't let Daniel Jones sit in that pocket. You know, the Giants are not a traditional 100% drop-back team. They like to move the pocket around a little bit. So I would just allow those two big boys up front, Deron Payne and Jonathan Allen, to go ahead and get that push up front on a consistent basis on pass plays and have Daniel Jones go ahead and tuck that ball down. And you got a Montez Sweat, and then Chase Young is also who's back in the lineup, you know, who's on the outside. Get those guys chasing around Daniel Jones, possibly put a spy on him on certain plays, given that Daniel Jones has hurt teams this year with his legs, not only on design run plays, but also when he decides to pass it, he decides to go ahead and tuck that ball down. He's gotten a lot of great first downs, some touchdowns in some of them plays, some design nakeds and bootlegs they had. So I would think some of the time, maybe not the whole game, go ahead and put a spy on Daniel Jones to limit not only him in the passing game, but also when he decides to tuck that ball in and run it.
Jonathan Casillas here with us. Do you believe Daniel Jones is back as a starting quarterback next year for the Giants?
I hope so. I hope so. And you asked me this in the beginning of the year. I don't think I would have had the same reaction, to be honest. You know, I think he has improved throughout this year. Coming into the year, I think he's improved with his early play. And I think with all the revolving doors at receiver and offensive line, like, he has, I think, been the only really steady point person on the Giants offense. You know, like I said, he's down on turnovers. He's up on completion percentage. And I don't think they're throwing the ball as much, which I think, Zach, I think they got to open it up this game. Maybe not sit back in the pocket and try to get five-step drops against this front. Maybe not that, but move the pocket. Definitely have the ball in Daniel Jones' hands. Give him a lot of RPOs this game and let it be either him with the ball, Saquon Barkley with the ball, or he can run the ball and have that pass option off the run if somebody actually steps up. I think that'll put the Giants in the best opportunity to win the game because you got your two best players on offense who's basically optioning the guys on the defensive line who is the strong point of the Washington Commanders defense is the offense of the defensive line. So put them in some thinking situations where they're not just you know, going ahead and rushing the passer or going ahead and, you know, killing our tackles because they understand what's going on. But you lead them and you have them thinking, and maybe they'd be a step slow or a step off, or just a little hesitation in 1 second, and then you got, boom, Saquon Barkley or Daniel Jones running up the field. Of course, Zach, easier said than done, of course, and I'm sure the Giants have tried to do that throughout the year, but I feel like this is the game where you need to pull out all stops, you know, because at the end of the day, you lose this game, your season is over.
Let's talk about one of your other former teams, the New Orleans Saints. I saw that Ian Rappaport, Jonathan Casillas, was saying if Sean Payton's coming back next year, it's either to the Chargers, the Rams, or going back to New Orleans. How would you react to that if Sean goes back to New Orleans?
Man, I know the New Orleans faithful would be happy about that, especially in recent years. You know, when Sean was there, Sean had New Orleans as being not only a favorable place to play, but a powerhouse, especially in the NFC South and the NFC, you know, a frequent representer in the playoffs, you know, a frequent a division winner, you know, and then, of course, they won a Super Bowl back in 2009. So this Sean Payton's a tremendous coach. He's a tremendous leader, probably a better storyteller than he is a coach. The guy, he's a fun guy to be around. So look, whoever gets Sean Payton as a head coach, I think they're getting a tremendous guy. My roots are in New Orleans. You know, I played my first 4 years down there. I got a lot of love down there for a lot of people. I got a lot of love for the state and the city of New Orleans. You know, they were always kind to me, and I would love for them to go ahead and get back on the winning side of things.
But can you see Sean going back there?
I don't know. I don't think he wants to go back. You know what I mean? It's the point of going back. I don't think Sean wants to go back to New Orleans, you know. I think he wants something new, you know, possibly with a better – I guess I don't say better quarterback, but more, I don't want to say dynamic. Maybe those words I want to use, Zach. Maybe I just don't want to say them outright. I think he wants to go to a situation where offensively, you know, they have a better, better quarterback. Yeah, that's what I want to say. I think I didn't want to say it at first, but I'm going to say it. I think he wants to go to a situation that he has a better quarterback. Because at the end of the day, he was with Drew Brees, and him and Drew Brees, they broke a lot of records. A lot of offensive records. Drew Brees is topping all the top statistics. He's right behind Tom Brady in most of them. You know, so I think he needs to go to a place where he feels comfortable in the quarterback play. And I don't think he feels that way. And I just, of course, outside looking in, I don't really report on the Saints too much, but of course I know what's going on. I just don't think he feels comfortable with who they have at quarterback right now.
Well, that's why he left. Yeah, you don't want to deal with Andy Dalton. You don't want to deal with Jameis Winston as your starting quarterback because you know that's not good enough to win. And he's now judged Sean Payton if you're going to get to the playoffs and have a chance to win a Super Bowl. How about Brady? Could Brady and Sean, there's been rumors before, right, the whole Miami situation. If Sean goes back to the Saints, could you see your old teammate TB12, who's a free agent, staying in that division but going to New Orleans?
Ooh, you know, I never thought about that. I know some of my guys wouldn't like that. I'm on a group chat with all Reggie Bush and Vilma and all those guys from that 09 Saints Super Bowl team, and I don't think they'll be too happy about that. But look, man, I love TB. The other night they had a beat down by San Francisco. I had them winning because not just a few days prior, I watched Tom Brady beat Tom Brady in the fourth quarter. And I was like, oh my gosh, Tom Brady's back. They're going to be back. Mike Evans and him, they're going to get that connection going because they haven't had it all year. And in years prior, they were a dynamic, combo in quarterback, wide receiver. You know, of course, Gronk was there. I think that has a lot to do with it. But look, man, this is what I look when I think about Tom Brady. You done enough for the sport. One of the greatest athletes, not just in this sport, but of all time in any sport. You know, one of the most winningest players in all sports, not just quarterbacks. The guy is phenomenal. He literally engulfs, he invigorates a team. You know, he walked into that Tampa Bay team, and, you know, of course, defensively they were good. But offensively, the Tampa Bay hasn't been good in a very long time. All of a sudden, he get them to play some good football, and then they win the damn Super Bowl his first year. You know, that he galvanized that city down there. And Tampa Bay right now is a whole different team. Even though right now they're not winning as much, but they still can win that division and sneak into the playoffs. And Tom Brady in the playoffs is very dangerous. But, Zach, this is the whole point I was trying to make. I think Tom Brady should go ahead and be like, hey, look, I'm divorced, I'm single, he should just shut it down. You know, he got a new life. Go ahead and find you a new girl, find you a new wife, you know what I'm saying? Hang out with the kids. He's played enough football, bro. He's been playing for 2 decades. And I'm talking about only in the league, more than 2 decades. He's played enough football. I think he can go ahead and hopefully he makes it to the playoffs. Maybe he wins a game in the playoffs. But then go ahead and shut it down, Tom. Go ahead and shut it down. You know, keep going with TB12 and everything that they're doing on the sports medicine side of everything. And also write a book. Like, do all that good stuff. Go on media. Do whatever you want. But I feel like this is a young man's league now. And I think these younger quarterbacks, the Joe Burrows of the world, the Lamar Jacksons, all these guys, they're showing that this is a young man's league. And the older quarterbacks, the Aaron Rodgers, the Tom Brady's, I think the league has kind of moved past them. As of right now in 2022, if you would have asked me that last year, it would have been a whole different story because Aaron Rodgers won MVP last year and Tom Brady was still playing at a high level. I just don't see both of them really moving forward in years to come. And I just be like, hey, look, Tom, you done enough. You done won enough. Go ahead and shut it down and have a good life.
Yeah, you know this, though, and I know it. He's playing football next year. There's no doubt about it in my mind.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Jonathan Casillas, before we let you run, how about Wisconsin hiring Luke Fickell? We were wondering who they were going to get. I thought it was going to be Jim Leonard, and then, boom, they get maybe the hire of the offseason and Luke Fickell coming over from Cincinnati.
Look, I didn't really know his name, and I did my research on him. He sounds like a very quality hire. Of course, look, I didn't play with Jimmy, but when I got to Wisconsin – Jimmy was all over the place. He was all over the walls. They talked about him, you know, walk on, a starter to All American. Like he had the storied, you know, tale of walk on to, you know, oh my God, he's one of the best players in the country. He did that. That's what Jimmy Leonard was. And then he had a formidable career in the NFL. Then he went back and he has manned one of the toughest defenses the last 5 or 6 years. For in the NCAA that anybody has ever seen. And then he took over and they actually started winning some games this year. And I think it was a disappointment to some Wisconsin faithful, especially some guys that understood who Jimmy Leonard is and what he's all about. And not only did he not get the head coaching job, but he's not even going to be on staff moving forward. So I think that's a disappointment. I'm a little disappointed in that, but I'm happy if you can get somebody in Wisconsin that could actually be competitive. And I love Paul Christ. He was an offensive coordinator when I was down in Wisconsin back in 08. And, you know, I have nothing but love and respect for him. He hit me up. And it's just tough not seeing your school win games when Wisconsin has always been a powerhouse, always been a top 25 type team, always make it to good bowl games. And it just sucks not seeing that. So hopefully Fickell is that answer. They chose to go, you know, elsewhere instead of Jimmy Leonard. And look, I hopefully he is a quality hire. But just know the Big Ten is not getting any easier. I don't know when UCLA is coming in there, and USC? Is it USC?
Yeah.
Is it USC too? Are they coming in next year?
2024.
Okay, so 2 more years. So yeah, He'll still be there then. The Big Ten is going to get tougher. You know, and Ohio State and Michigan are always kind of, you know, those dogs in there. And then you got your Michigan States of the world that always like to upset people. So does Iowa. You know, so the Big Ten is going to be a tough schedule no matter how you look at it. And I would like Wisconsin to be competitive in a very tough conference.
Yeah, I think Fickell's – I understand what you're saying with Leonard. And I think a lot of fans are conflicted because Leonard was their guy, was the one they wanted to see. But – all I got to say with Luke Fickell is he got Cincinnati to the college football playoff. So I think it's a pretty damn good hire, if you ask me.
Absolutely. And like I said, I didn't know too much about him. I kind of looked at him a little bit and did my research on him a little bit. And I was like, all right, he sounds like he's a quality hire. But, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
A lot of quality coaches don't mean you're going to win games. You know what I mean? Like, you got to recruit well. I don't know how well they have been recruiting in Wisconsin because I've heard things about not having a recruiting coach during the last few years, which blows my mind, which I think had something to do with why Chris, you know, had to get, you know, got the axe over there in Wisconsin, and they have to do a good job. Wisconsin recruited my sorry ass over here in New Jersey when I was only a 3-star recruit, you know, but that's what they did, man. They found myself, Anthony Davis, Ron Dane. We're all New Jersey guys. PJ Hill from New Jersey, like they got guys from all over the country. They're not just focused in the Midwest. And they were able to go into Florida, get some good players out of there, go in Texas and California, get some good players out of there. So as long as they can keep up with the recruiting, especially these first 2 years under Fickell, I think they can be okay and be competitive in the Big Ten.
JC, Jonathan Casillas, appreciate the time as always. You be well, my friend. See you soon.
Thank you. You too. Happy holidays, brother.
You got it. There's Jonathan Casillas back at your family as well. It is the Zach Gelb Show coming on back, CBS Sports Radio.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
What makes your skin crawl? No matter how absurd, I want to know.
Tails without fur on them, such as rats or possums.
I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. You send me your fear.
I'm just so weirded out about the texture and how they can just move around and flop.
And then I go to the experts to learn how to overcome them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball.
A fear you can't shake.
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
How about that? Press the flesh. What a rejoin that is. It is The Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio, and that was stemming from the conversation that we had yesterday, how lame it was that Hickey thought he was too big for the company holiday party that was right here in our 345 Hudson Street, 10th floor kind of studios, as they have auxiliary studios, and they had three little areas where they were having the company holiday party, and Hickey big-timed everyone and barely just showed up, you know, did the whole walkthrough in terms of just going to get a cup of coffee and then coming on back and not really mingling with anyone and just getting there way after he should have got there. So it was a bad job out of Hickey, and a lot of people voiced their displeasure with Hot Take Hickey last night. A few people, we'll be fair, a few people like the idiot trolls in the world, they went out there and they said, yeah, okay, Ryan, you don't have to get like the company holiday party. It's for a bunch of kiss asses. But those are like the same people that probably say, yeah, you want Joel Embiid traded from the Philadelphia 76ers. The majority of people understand, no, you don't want Joel Embiid traded from the Philadelphia 76ers. So that story's out there that Embiid thinks the fans want him traded. It's just maybe like the dumbest of dumb and less than 10% of people, where the majority want Joel Embiid in Philadelphia. That was the same thing. The majority of people wanted Hickey to go to the company holiday party, and then like less than 10% of you enable the brand that is Hot Take Hickey and just all of his disgusting excuses and lame, pathetic excuses that he made yesterday. Anyway, what Jonathan Casillas had to say with us a few moments ago, two things. One, if Sean Payton's going back to New Orleans, I think we could all agree it's got to be someone as a starting quarterback that's not Jameis Winston, that's not Andy Dalton. Now, the one that everyone rushes to is Tom Brady, Tom Brady, Tom Brady. Let's just say Brady retires, Brady goes to Tampa, Brady goes to stays in Tampa, goes to the 49ers, goes to Tennessee. Let's just say it's someone that's not New Orleans. Who does Sean Payton bring in? Who's the guy that makes him say, I want to return? And not only return, but I'm going to return and bring this guy in. Hickey, do you have a guy that's out there right now? Because the names that you go through is what? Jimmy Garoppolo? Derek Carr? Do any of those names really move the needle for you if you're Sean Payton?
I got a name for you.
Oh, do you?
Dead serious.
Now, hold on. Is this via the draft?
It is not.
Is it via free agency?
It is not.
So it's via trade. That's the only option left.
Well, there's another option.
Is this a sarcastic one?
No, I'm being serious. I'm being serious.
All right, give me a hint. Let's see if I guess it.
Sean Payton loves this guy.
Oh, no.
That's right.
Taysom Hill?
Already on the roster. That's the guy you come
you're
back
a clown. That's why you're not a GM. If you were a GM, the team would be 0-17.
No, I'm not saying I would go after Taysom Hill and make him my franchise quarterback, but Sean Payton would tell anyone who would listen, that's the guy who's going to be a great quarterback in the NFL and kept giving him opportunity after opportunity.
Okay, now seriously.
Seriously, okay.
Jimmy Garoppolo?
No.
Derek Carr?
No.
You had options, really. You're not bringing in Baker Mayfield there. There's no other option. Trey Lance? You're going to make a trade, but you're going to have to go capital to go get him.
Trey Lance would be, I think he would want to work with him. Obviously, he would like to work with Lamar Jackson.
Yeah, but even though Lamar Jackson, it's unknown. It's an ambiguous situation how much longer he will be with the Baltimore Ravens. It's tough to think that that's going to come to fruition this offseason.
Oh, I agree. And even if you go, you're not going to take the Saints job without Lamar basically already in tow, guaranteed,
yeah.
Or Trey Lance already, you're not going to take that risk if that doesn't happen. I mean, honestly, I don't know. Like, outside of Tom Brady, I really can't give you a definitive answer for the Saints right now. And you heard Sean Payton what he wants to do. He wants to write an established quarterback there already.
I can't see him going back to New Orleans. The only way I see him going back to New Orleans is just out of sheer addiction. Like, I'm addicted to coaching. I like TV, but I don't love TV. Maybe the Chargers don't open up. Maybe the Rams don't open up. But I would have to think that list is going to expand. Ian Rappaport throws out there, oh, yeah, he prefers the Chargers, the Rams, the Saints. There's got to be another spot that opens up this offseason that you go, oh, yeah, even though it's not my preferred destination, it's still better than the destination that the Saints do have. Because the Saints don't really have much to offer right now. There's got to be another destination that opens up that would move the needle for him and make him say, okay, that's where I want to go.
Can we play amateur psychologist for a very quick second here?
Yeah, okay.
The three teams that Ian Rappaport reported, right? The Chargers, the Rams, the Saints.
Mm-hmm.
They all have one thing in common in terms of it's places home. Sean Payton is comfortable in, right? He lives in L.A. now. He does a show.
Yeah, it's
obviously
home.
He was there in New Orleans for a while.
Yeah.
Is that a guy who doesn't want to leave his comfort zone? Like, would he rather go back to New Orleans without a quarterback than
I don't think so.
Let's just
I don't
say
buy that.
Go to Arizona, yeah. Just for argument's sake, or go to Denver.
Put it this way. When you start to negotiate for a job, you have preferences. And sometimes other opportunities come along that you go, oh, it's better than what I prefer. And I think for Sean, barring getting Brady in New Orleans or Rodgers in New Orleans, whoever that established quarterback is, I think he looks at it and he says, like, I don't know, is it Arizona, but then Kyler Murray's out for the year? Whatever the spot is, if some spot opens up, that he goes, okay, as much as I would love to go back to New Orleans and as much as that would be more convenient for me, the other spot's better. That's just the way that I'm going to think about it. I'm not believing he's going back to New Orleans until they have the reintroductory press conference for one Sean Payton. Now, the other part about that, Jonathan Casillas, we just asked him about Brady potentially going to New Orleans. And when he was talking about it, this is a guy that played with Brady and then also played with the Saints and has won two Super Bowls, one with New England, the Seattle Super Bowl, and then one Super Bowl with the Saints up against the Indianapolis Colts. He wants Brady to retire. He thinks it's time for Brady to retire, and that's a guy that's a big Brady fan. It's kind of tough to argue with that at this point. Like, we know there's nothing left for Tom Brady to prove. You look at what he's done in this league. He's the greatest quarterback of all time, arguably the greatest player of all time in the NFL. He's won with Belichick. He won without Belichick. For Tom, it's almost as if, what are you playing for at this point other than you're just addicted to playing football and you don't know what the heck you're going to do after football ends other than just do the TB12 stuff? Now you need to do anything. You have all the money. You have money that gave birth to money and gave birth to more money. You have all the money in the world. But for Brady, I actually think kind of that, like, Giselle was right. Not that he should have hung it up right after the Super Bowl that they won in Tampa, But I feel like with the way that it went down against the Rams, even though they lost the game, but with how well he played, I thought that would have been a good enough moment to go out on. And yeah, I know it's a loss, but not everyone gets to end, and you already have 7 rings, not everyone gets to end their career with the Super Bowl championship and ride off into the sunset. But then for Brady, you said for years, you're going to play until you suck. Last year, you didn't suck. And I don't think he sucks this year. I think this is more so just that the offensive line is an absolute shambles. But it does kind of feel at this point, and I'll never tell, you know, I shouldn't tell someone when to retire and all that because that's their individual decision. But it does feel like pointless for Brady to play now with all that has transpired. But there's no doubt about it in my mind that he is going to play, Ryan. I would be stunned if he retires at this point.
I just think it's almost like not an identity crisis, but it's like he doesn't know what to do with himself. Or he's like afraid of the, you know, life without football or after football if he's just going to get bored or whatever. Because like, I mean, whether it was intentional or not with the 40-day retirement, whether he was trying to make a move or not, like he got bored that fast.
There is no doubt in my mind, and I said this from the start, that the only reason he retired was because he was trying to plot the plan to get back to the NFL, and he needed to just give Giselle what she wanted, the idea that it was going to retire, and then he was just going to figure out how to work it out from there.
Either way, he got the Fox deal basically right before it came back, so basically had a guaranteed sort of job that was waiting there for him. I feel like it is pointless. It's been pointless for him to play. I just wonder if that he's just going to keep playing, not for anything, but just because he's afraid of what's next.
I think he's playing next year, and I think he's going somewhere other than Tampa Bay. I think he's going on one of these free agency kind of runs one more time and try to go play another year or two, probably at most.
Is it going to be a tour, guess. You think?
I don't know if it's a tour. I don't think a guy like Brady goes on a tour. I think people go to Brady.
Do you see what happened on Twitter today that can make that tracking a little tougher?
What happened?
Elon Musk banned flight tracking.
Oh, you can't post when you have a college football coach now get on the private jet and you see a random jet go from one city to another city, you can't post that anymore?
The Tallahassee jet going to, you know, College Station, can't track that anymore. Maybe Tom Brady, same thing. We can't track
like
him
there was
going
a time
from Tampa to
for 8 years where John Gruden was always going to Tennessee. It was always John Gruden's on a private plane to Tennessee.
It's head to knock, so this is the time, I promise.
It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. We'll do this QB or that QB, Week 15 style next.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.
Is there something really absurd that skeeves you out?
Getting a paper cut on my eyeball?
A fear you can't shake?
I'm going to leak ocular fluid down my cheeks. It's going to go into my mouth and I will perish.
Whatever scares you, I want to talk about it. Join me, Larry Mullins, on my new podcast, Your Weirdest Fears. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts from.
So my biggest fear is there's going to be snakes in the toilet.
We're all afraid of that one strange thing. I'm Larry Mullins, the host of a new short 10-minute podcast called Your Weirdest Fears. We unpack where these fears come from.
A rat climbed into my toilet.
And learn how to manage them. Listen and subscribe to Your Weirdest Fears on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to The Zach Gelb Show.
This season, for the first time, you could hear every Westwood One NFL broadcast stream live for free. That's Mondays, Thursdays, Sunday nights, holiday triple headers, and every postseason game. Catch all the action on the Odyssey app, on WestwoodOneSports.com, via Westwood One Station Streams, or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. And it's all sponsored by AutoZone. The free AutoZone Fix Finder service can help troubleshoot the likely cause of your pesky check engine light for free and get you back on the road. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. Auto zone. Let's get to a little this QB or that QB for week 15.
All right, Zach, as always, we are deciding which quarterback would you rather have on your team for this week and this week
only. Let's start in the AFC North on Saturday. You know, Tyler Huntley starting for the Ravens, taking on Deshaun Watson, making his third start for the Browns.
Deshaun Watson. Huntley coming off the injury. We know he's a very athletic quarterback, but even though Deshaun Watson has not looked good the last two games and he has a lot of rust to knock off after pretty much not playing 2 years of football, I'd rather have Deshaun Watson compared to Tyler Huntley.
Let's go to a game on Sunday with quarterbacks of similar styles facing off. Jalen Hurts has been in the news a lot this week, whether it's his MVP odds shifting up to being the leader or Micah Parsons calling him out for not being the main reason that the Eagles having success.
Yeah, Micah should maybe pipe down on that one.
Would you rather have Jalen Hurts or Justin Fields of the Bears?
Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has been more explosive and more dangerous in the passing game. And I know Justin Fields has been electric running the football as well. And his throwing ability is not as bad as what people make it out to be. He's made some big throws this year, but Hurts has been the total package, throwing the ball, running the ball, and then some. He's playing like he's the MVP of the league right now. So, yeah, I would go in a heartbeat, Jalen Hurts.
We got a doozy in terms of quarterback matchups in the NFC South. That's because Desmond Ridder is making his first career start for the Falcons. He'll be taking on the Saints and Andy Dalton. Would you have the salty vet or the young rook?
Desmond Ridder, just because I have no clue what to expect. Andy Dalton, I know what's going to happen. Yeah, he'll toss some touchdowns, but he'll have some interceptions. He should not be a starting quarterback in the NFL anymore. They could win this game because they're going up against the Falcons. I actually, for my picks tomorrow, I did not pick the Falcons, but I seriously did consider taking the Falcons because they're getting 4 points, and I don't think the Saints should be a 4-point favorite against anyone right now. So I thought about maybe going there, but I ended up not putting him into my final three. But I'll go the unknown of Desmond Ridder, and the Saints really got no really tape to prepare for him on.
That is true. They will be going in there blind without a doubt. Arguably maybe the game of the day on Sunday, Zach, and that is Jets and Lions. Would you rather have Jared Goff of the upstart Lions or Mike White and the Jets?
I like the toughness that Mike White displayed last week, and he probably should not have played as much as he did, but it's Jared Goff. Goff is showing you he's never going to be a great quarterback in this league, but Goff can be good, and this year he's earned that trust of that locker room. I've talked to enough Lions players where they believe in him, and he's playing some quality football. So I know what I'm getting out of Jared Goff. With Mike White, he's played really well in every opportunity. I just have not seen enough of him yet.
Another doozy featuring an NFC South team, and that's because Sam Darnold, who had played well and got a nice win in Seattle last week, will be starting for the Panthers, taking on what is a question mark right now for the Steelers. Kenny Pickett's in concussion protocol. It does not look like he'll be cleared, which means there's a quarterback battle brewing right now between Mitch Trubisky and Mason Rudolph.
You know what? I'm not that sure if Kenny Pickett won't play. I know that you can still be in concussion protocol and practice. I saw him practice yesterday. It would not surprise me if Kenny Pickett plays. And I had a little conversation with my friend and some may say sycophant of yours, because this guy was in your top nine on people that check out your Twitter profile picture, Andrew Filippone. Pony and I were just texting about this, actually, 10 minutes ago. And I said to him, I see everyone talking Mitch and Mason this week. Kenny definitely not playing. I saw him, he was practicing yesterday. And Filippone's response was, I think he still might play. He was in pads yesterday and did drills today. I'm not so sure if Pickett's not playing. So how do you want me to then answer this?
If he's playing, would you rather have Pickett or Darnold?
I'd rather have Kenny Pickett.
Would you rather have the combination of Mitch Trubisky and or Mason Rudolph, or would you rather have Sam Darnold?
Rather not watch the game. I guess I would lean more Sam. I guess Sam. See, here's the thing with Trubisky. And you know me, I can't stand Trubisky. He moved the ball well last week. Just anytime he got the ball moving, he would throw an interception. Darnold's been turnover prone. I guess because Darnold's been playing more and he's been playing better, I would go with Sam. That's an atrocious game.
Not good.
You know how I bet that game?
Staying away.
No.
Under.
I plus the points. When you have that bad of a quarterback matchup and you have two good defenses, I'll take the points all day.
And the under. I will take the under.
The under's
sure.
probably a good play, but I plus the three with the Steelers.
Trevor Lawrence
That's got like 17-16 written all over it.
And in sloppy, ugly 17-16.
And if it's 17-16, I don't give a rat's ass because that's a cover.
Thank God the game is over. I don't have to watch that garbage anymore. That is for sure.
Yeah, well, hold on. That game's really important for the Panthers.
That's true.
Like, I'm going on WFNZ. I do a weekly hit with them, as you know, every Friday. The last few weeks, Mac has been saying this team's making a playoff push. They're making a playoff push. They're making a playoff. And every week I said, Mac, you're crazy. Tomorrow, like, I know I'm going to get it because I've been saying, no, they're not going to make the playoffs. I still think Brady wins that division, but starting to get a little Undertaker gift moment.
Knocking on the door.
Little Steve Wilkes magic.
They are knocking on the door, that is for sure. Let's go down south to Jacksonville. Trevor Lawrence, really since that brutal London loss to the Broncos, has turned things around since that game in Week 8. 10 touchdowns, 0 picks.
Remember that interception he threw in the end zone, how bad that was?
Oh, right to, I think it was Justin Simmons. Hit him right between the 3 and the 1.
It was horrible.
That was terrible. But since then, he's spotless in the interception department. 10 touchdowns, 0 picks. Would you rather have Trevor Lawrence for Sunday on your team or Dak Prescott?
I'll go Dak. Dak is the better player right now, and I think there's more consistency in Dak's game. I said this a few weeks ago with Trevor Lawrence. It's either he's so bad that you're like, ooh, is this guy a bust, or it's, wow, that's the transcendent quarterback everyone thought they were getting.
I'm not asking this question. I'm just more pointing out arguably the widest gap in maybe NFL history. Chiefs-Texans. Patrick Mahomes, Davis Mills. Is there a wider gap between quarterbacks that you could ever, like, I'm trying to, I know it's a tough question, a random one, but that has to be up there in terms of
it's brutal.
Widest.
Yeah, it's brutal.
Widest gap.
Is right. it even going to definitely be Mills? Are they going to put Driscoll in? They're going to go back to Kyle
Allen?
Well,
I don't know what Lovey's doing. Trying to put a running quarterback in and trying to get a spark. Not really working there.
You should just let Brandon Cooks throw and catch the football.
Honestly.
It's like the worst quarterback situation I've ever. We've had some bad quarterback situations in the NFL this year. You look at the Panthers quarterback room. You look at the Texans quarter. There has been some bad quarterback rooms this year.
Oh, it's been, It's
Colts quarterback room.
Sam Ehlinger. God.
Ryan.
It's been tough to watch for sure.
That's a guy that should retire. I know I just said I shouldn't tell people when to retire, but if I'm Matt Ryan, hang him up.
I hope he's back next year. I'm serious.
To tank?
To mentor.
Wow. Oh, you can find a better mentor.
How about...
Like don't get me wrong. It's a good man, but that's not the only reason you should want him back.
NFC East battle, Sunday Night Football. Daniel Jones, Taylor Heineke. Which one would you rather have?
Oh. That's the toughest one you'll ask me. I'll lean Taylor Ham Heineke just because he's shown a greater inclination. Not an inclination, not the right word. He's just shown a greater ability to win games.
Let's end on a high note. Broncos, Cardinals.
I'm surprised you didn't ask me about one.
Brett Rypien taking on Colt McCoy.
Oh, my God. Colt McCoy. I'm surprised you didn't ask me Tua Tagovailoa, Josh Allen.
Tua Tagovailoa or Josh Allen.
Josh Allen. How about you there?
I would take Josh Allen.
Oh, really? The Tua not going to come after you. And you've been a part of the Tua.
No, Tua's not played well in the two big games, so how can I trust him to play well in a third game?
I was just asking. All righty. No, Mac Jones, Derek Carr?
I was going to get to it. We didn't have a lot of time. Baker Mayfield, Aaron Rodgers would have been an interesting one.
Yeah, maybe in Baker's mind.
Hey, he played well.
Justin Herbert, Ryan Tannehill?
Herbert. Ryan Tannehill.
How about Brady Burrow?
That was a good one. I was gonna,
how did you not get to these?
Well, because we didn't. The music's playing.
No. You don't prepare for this segment anymore. That's what I realized. The last
music
2 weeks.
Is playing.
No, the last 2 weeks, your preparation for this segment, you've been winging it. Get back to preparing this segment the right way, or we'll find someone else.
The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about,
like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to. So get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today. The listening you love is on the free Odyssey app. Your trusted local radio stations, coverage of your favorite teams, live news from your hometown, and millions of podcasts on demand. Best of all, you can completely customize your listening experience. Follow topics you care about, like leagues and teams. Pause or rewind your local sports and news, and add shows to your queue to catch up later. There's a lot to listen to, so get started and download the free Odyssey app today.